Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with today's selection. I'm going to read a poem by Kathleen Grieger, a poet from Wisconsin, who suffered a traumatic brain injury and as a result has been afflicted with seizures and the inability sometimes to say the words she wishes to say. She's very frustrated. She's gone to become her own patient advocate, which is something we urge each other to do. And she's created a very clever poem in which she weaves together her thoughts along with the quotes she's received from various physicians who are not at all, to her mind anyway, sympathetic. Her poem is called Waiting for Answers. I am told time may make seizures recede. Having many problems without any answers, I decide to gain back my control. I start my research, believing ideas, possibilities, and answers are simply waiting to be found. Finding a company that develops the surgical equipment, I contact them. They have a meeting. I'm given names considered the best. I am thankful. I correspond with the surgeons suggested. I wait for replies. I find myself checking my emails daily, then repeatedly, confident someone will be inclined to help. I am surprised with the response. They seem to be uncomfortable, as though helping is the wrong thing to do. I get replies that are polite. I do not work in that field. I cannot answer those questions, as I do not work with you. Some fill me quite simply with fear. There is no reason to think I can help you. You should not hold out hope for a final answer to all your problems. Checking again, I see there are many things wrong. You have a difficult and frustrating dilemma. Unfortunately, this is not news to me. I am told then my life contains a multiplicity of problems, and while you may be helped in the future, you should never be expecting your life to return as it was at all. I get hope from one neurosurgeon. He writes, "Your information will go to the neurologist I work with. I am so looking forward to meeting with you." I send him a note making sure he understands. I did say my insurance would not cover me out of state. I do not hear from him again. I read about one who has not answered me. He is giving a lecture in Washington, the effects of seizures on speech, something I have been trying to find out. One tells me, there are some things you should not base your dreams upon, as they will never happen. I refuse to believe this is true. They seem neither able nor willing to share secrets of knowledge. I sit at night and wonder if I ever will silence my seizures. I feel as though I was dropped, a crystal allowed to shatter. No one is ready to pick up the shards, reassemble my life as it was before. Going back to my computer, I wait.